I don't own anything HF yet. I just got, I think I'm up to a total of 4 HTs, I think, because I got this TID radio, I've got the Baofeng, I've got my Yaesu still, and I still did a Lycom 32AD, and I got a Yaesu FT2500 mobile rig still, 2-meter rig.
Never did find that amplifier that's a dual bander, did you? KV8 always.
Nope, I never found it. I'm kind of questioning whether my kid and or his wife / at that time girlfriend pawned it. KD8NUZ.
Yeah, if it was something out of the way and hidden, you know, if he was stealing your stuff and you caught him or had a good idea he was stealing it, then I would say that'd be a good one because, you know, if he doesn't know what it is, it's a CV amplifier and, you know, it doesn't matter. You take it to a pawn shop, they're going to look at it and figure out what it is. They're going to sell what they're going to give them for, period.
Yeah, I talked to my younger boy, or text with him a few times here and there, and I was like, told him I was surprised they didn't pawn, you know, a bunch of my stuff that was here. And his response was, yeah, we had to keep a pretty good eye, I had to keep a pretty good eye on it for you, Dad.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many HTs I've got. I've got 7 HF rigs and then 7 of these things and then probably 6 UV5Rs. And I got that TID thing that's supposed to be able to do GMRS and everything else. But I don't know how they can pack that filtration in there. So I think that's stepping on the no baloney zone on that rig because it's supposedly legit for GMRS, and I've used it, and you have to flat turn it on, turn it off, and set it for that, but how can they, you know, I just don't see how they could make the filtration and clean it up enough, but I don't know. I mean, unless I see it on a scope, I have no idea, so I quit playing with it on the local GMRS repeater system.